The 23rd Psalm is the most known and beloved of all the Psalms, with its vision of a good shepherd. But who wants to be a sheep? Docile, passive, dependent, just follow till they shear you, getting rid of a winter's worth of wool, and it's done very fast, I've seen it, sometimes with painful, bloody skin nicks. Or become someone's dinner. Surely life is more than that. The shepherd image, good. Sheep, not so much. You know, we earthly shepherds, known as priests, have very interesting conversations with or without collar. Thou art a priest forever is no joke, even at dinner parties, especially. At one last week, a guest, a very nice evangelical Christian, confessed that he hadn't been able to stop worrying whether he was good enough or has done enough to make it to heaven. I quoted Martin Luther, "There is nothing you can do to merit heaven, but Christ has already done everything for you. So since you don't have to do anything, what would you like to do?" I like that. A totally new concept for him. Really? Really? With tears in his eyes, he said, "You don't know what a relief this is." And he meant it too. Also, people need to know. An essential part of living is the daily grind. Making the bed, showering, buying groceries, cooking and eating, washing and putting away dishes, sweeping, dusting and mopping, laundry, phone calls, keeping in touch, paying bills, finally sleeping. It all takes time, and all that counts as much as your job, gifts, and charitable work. So give yourself some slack. Sometimes I'm comforted by the story of the fourth wise man who wasn't able to catch up with the other three because he kept running into people needing help, tending to them day in, day out, finally missing the chance to pay homage to the newborn babe. He felt guilty, disappointed, until at his deathbed, Jesus appears and says, "Insofar as you did this to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me." I keep thinking, that's my life. I'm always behind. Following is a crucial thing in everything you do. Keep that in mind. Now, like many of you, I love the old version of the 23rd Psalm, ending, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." The Jerusalem Bible, I think more accurate to the Hebrew, writes, "Ah, how goodness and kindness pursue me every day of my life." That's different, isn't it? To pursue is God's love and commitment to each of us. To follow, our response. Heaven knows why, but following brought to mind an event years ago at St. Gabriel's, Marion, Massachusetts. I was calling on a family who lived in a big old home across the street from the yacht club overlooking the harbor. As we talked, they said, "We'd like to show you our wine cellar." "Okay." We walked down the steps and were looking around when the wife said, "Welcome to the Underground Railroad." Her husband added, "This was home to the captain of a whaling ship. He brought escaped slaves north to the port of New Bedford. The space down here, a stopover for slaves on their way to Canada. It wasn't safe here either." I hadn't thought of that moment in years, but it brought to mind the words of an amazing song evolved in that process. Follow the drinking gourd. follow the drinking gourd. For the old man is coming to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd. You see, slaves could sing it in rhythm while they were chopping cotton, right under the nose of their master, who thought it was a song about dying and going to heaven. The slave master was right about one thing. The old man they sang about was God. But it was a map song used by slaves hoping to climb aboard the Underground Railroad. The drinking gourd was a cross-cut bob of a long-neck gourd used for drinking water. I grew up with those gourds, found in homes of country people, black and white. With no running water in southeastern Oklahoma back then, we'd use them to drink from a bucket drawn from our deep well, water so cool and tasty and refreshing on a hot summer day. The song was also a calendar. The drinking gourd, the Big Dipper constellation, its appearance in the night sky, a sign of spring, a good time to escape, begin the journey north. And the song was used for directions. The Big Dipper pointing to the North Star. Follow the drinking gourd. No docile sheep. These slaves were risking everything to be free. In Jesus, we find freedom. Trouble is, for many Christians, believing is the big deal. Believe all this stuff about Jesus and you'll be safe. No action required. Bigotry allowed. As long as you believe. I think those kind of people are the thieves, the bandits Jesus is talking about. Because the key is following. Action. Like Martin Luther said, what would you like to do? Stay safe on the plantation, enslaved? Remember, in the Exodus story, many Hebrew slaves elected to stay in Egypt too. The old man is coming to carry you to freedom. Freedom to live without guilt or fear. Freedom to live with purpose. To find meaning in service to others and, along the way, to find love and acceptance for yourself, which is the hardest thing we ever do. Service and acceptance naturally follow along in the wake of that following, not concern or fear about heaven or hell after you die. One reason we come to church, listen to scripture, sing and pray together, is to make sure we're on the right path following Jesus, listening for his voice. And somehow, in spite of all the noise, secular and sacred, we know it when we hear it. Along Jesus' way, we find a fulfilling life in that care for others, working for justice and peace, a path to discover value and live out our lives in gratitude for the way God continually leads and feeds us, cares for us. As Christians, we follow a good shepherd who along the way leads us to refreshing, safe, life-giving water that can comfort and encourage us, revive our souls with a direction that leads us to freedom, remembering as we follow the way Jesus ended his parable. And the king will say, insofar as you did this to one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me. Follow the drinking gourd, follow the drinking gourd. The old man's coming to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd. Sing it with me. Follow the drinking gourd, follow the drinking gourd. Well, the old man's coming to carry you to freedom. Carry you to the drinking gourd. Let's do it now, chopping cotton. Follow the drinking gourd, follow the drinking gourd. The old man's coming to carry me to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd. One more time. Follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. The old man's coming to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.